guys, so recently I was going through my DMs on Instagram and I received a DM from a girl that said to me, "Hi Liz, my boyfriend and his parents are making me feel very insecure about myself. She said this is the lowest my self-confidence has ever been, and the reason why she can't leave him is because her family lives very far away. So she doesn't know what to do and she's very lonely and attached to this man." This video, I will tell you what you can do when someone is trying to make you feel insecure about yourself. This can be your parents, friends, relationship, it does not matter. Hi guys, my name is Liz and welcome back to my channel. Okay, let's get into it. First things first, always look at what kind of insults is someone giving you. This is such a fascinating subject to me because recently I actually got a lot of clarity on this because I was talking to my high school friend. And my high school friend, she used to be very, very insecure, especially about her appearance. And she said, you know, when I was very insecure and I was kind of toxic in my own ways, what I would do to make me feel better about myself is I would go to Instagram models or beautiful women and I would comment underneath their pictures like very nasty things about their appearance. Because she said it would make me feel better that they would go to bed that night seeing my comment and also feeling bad about themselves. Because obviously misery loves company. And then she said to me, that's why now I know, because she healed from this and she stopped doing this, but she said, now I know when someone comments something that is their own projection. So when you just look at, okay, what are they actually saying to me? Are they insulting your intelligence? Are they insulting your looks? Are they insulting, let's say, your weight, your character, whatever, everything someone is insulting you about with no reason? That is something that they're insecure about themselves. When I was deep into my ED and my eating disorder, in my head, I used to judge people that were overweight because I was struggling with my own weight. When I got out of my eating disorder, I stopped doing that. Understand when someone says something to you, they're just revealing how they feel about themselves. Another thing you should do is you should find yourself again. Know who you are, honey. Listen, when you know who you are, when you know who you are without this person, no one can shake or rock your boat. Your boat has to be stable first, okay? What his parents are saying, what he's saying, are all projections onto you. But you have to be so stable that whatever comes, whatever water comes in, it cannot shake you. Someone cannot tell you, hey, you're purple, when you know you're not purple, okay? So those insults will go one ear in, other ear out. When you know who you are, what do you like? What do you love about yourself? How do you treat yourself on a day-to-day basis? What are your hobbies? Never allow anyone to talk down on you. See, the thing is, when you, from the first time, allow someone to do that, it will only get worse and worse down the line. Toxic people don't get nicer down the line. They just see how far they can go. The first time you show them, okay, I forgave you after you did this to me, that's an in for them to get worse and worse. So either you cut it from there and you're like, okay, get out enough. Like, no, there was no need to disrespect me. I was good to you. Or you make them suffer. And you make them learn their lesson so they never repeat it again. When someone insults you, give them a passive aggressive comment back. If let's say his mother tells you, oh, you don't look good today or you're ugly, whatever, you should tell her, aw, thank you, but you know, I love to look at you and every day you just give me inspiration to feel confident because if you look like that and you can be confident, then I can too. Boyfriend makes you feel ugly and he says something, you should say, oh my God, really? You know what's so confusing to me though? Every time I send a picture of you to the group chat of my friends, they just laugh at me and I don't understand what would they mean by that. Can you explain to me why they laugh at your picture? Like, they literally tell me always that you're so ugly, but I don't get it. Why do you think they say that? Either you're gonna do that your whole life, be passive aggressive and act like a bimbo that you don't understand anything and just insult these people back, or you start thinking like, you know what? These people are not worth my energy. You should be lucky to breathe the same air as me. Honestly, you guys are beneath me. Walk away, honey. Walk away. You will find much better than him, okay? He is the bare minimum. He's under the bare minimum. He's in hell. This guy's in hell, okay? You can create heaven for yourself. Why are you in hell with him? You don't belong there. Baby, you're too good. If someone has to insult you to bring you down, you're already above them. You're already above them. Why are they trying to bring you down? Look at the people you guys are surrounding yourself with. Look at the people you guys are constantly spending your time with. If these people don't grow you, if these people are not making you feel happy or good about yourself, why are you there? Why is your confidence so low that you accept shitty behavior from people that in 1 second will leave your life if you just close the door? You can say, hey, you know what? Get the fuck out of here. Bye. Bye. And close the door and never open it again. I'm so tired of us wasting our time because I'm honestly doing the same thing. I honestly was in the same boat as you. Constantly forgiving because I'm thinking, oh, I'm lonely, I don't have anyone, I also don't live with my family, so I only have this person, but I'm not happy with this person. But then I feel bad for them. So I'm continuing a cycle that I don't like, and I will end up in a cycle that I don't like. Because when will Liz's life change? When Liz changes, and nothing else. And the same with you, your life will not change, honey. Nothing will happen. I saw this quote that said we accept the love that we think we deserve. And it's again the same thing. Why do you think this is the best you can do? Why do you think that a person that disrespects you is the best you can do? Do you really think that low of yourself? I'm telling you, there's people that just believe they deserve the best and they get that. But you are doubting yourself. You're thinking, I'm not good enough. And that's why you are left with crumbs of a person. So I'm also saying it shouldn't be about him. It should be about you. What do you want? Is this what you want for yourself? Is this where your precious energy is going? Because honey, right now it's all fun and games. You're young. You're in your 20s. Oh, ha, funny. But down the line, you'll be 60 stuck with this person if you don't leave now. And time goes very fast. People have spent years thinking, oh, I will be done one day, and they won't. And some people don't make it out alive. It's all like, oh, till death do us apart, and then you don't come out of it alive. They should be blessed to sit in the same room as you. They should feel blessed to breathe the same air as you. And you're letting people sit there and talk down on you? Hello. Hello? Value yourself, protect yourself. No one is going to do that for you. When you have a partner, when you have a friend, when even your parents, they should make you feel like you're the king and queen on earth. They should like hype you up. They should be like, you're amazing, you're beautiful. Like, that's how people should talk to each other. If they don't, there's no benefit, honey. You will always keep either in the same position or he will drag you down. Sometimes you have to look at some people and you have to be like, you know what? I'm too pretty to accept your behavior. I'm too pretty for this. You have to stop telling people, oh, I will leave, I will do this, I will that. No, just leave. Shut up, create your exit plan and leave, okay? Don't tell anything because these people, they don't believe you, first of all. They'll never take you serious because you have always threatened that before and you never do it. So this time, just keep your mouth shut, okay? And start creating an exit plan. Think, okay, how can I make money? How can I save up money to live on my own? How can I make friends so I feel less lonely, so I have at least a community around me? Can I find other women that also have been in an abusive relationship that I can find a community in that? Start thinking these things and slowly you're just moving out, and then one day he comes home and all of your stuff is gone. Me, a toxic person will not miss you. They will just find another victim. That's it, because that's what you are to them, a victim. Honey, you have to understand, not everyone you lose is a loss. A lot of times it's a gain. If I look at the people that I had in my life, I'm very happy that all of them are gone, because that was not meant for me anymore. And at that time, it was what I needed. It was what I needed to grow and I needed to learn. But right now, I'm in a state where I just grown so much. I don't resonate with those people anymore. And that's okay. It wasn't a loss. It was a lesson. And I'm grateful for those lessons. And I'm grateful for the time that I had with them, even if it was bad. I learned something and I moved on with my life. And you should do the same thing. Don't look at it as, how could I have stayed? I feel so dumb, blah, blah. No, honey. There was a lesson there. We learn through relationships. We learn through these things. And when you've learned your lesson, you're also supposed to move on. You shouldn't linger there. You shouldn't linger where there's no respect. Just know that you're the queen on earth and you can get anything you want if you set your mind to it. And you know this. You literally know this, okay? Don't waste your time on people that are not worth to be around you. They're not worthy of you, okay? If you have pure intentions and if you have a good heart, you deserve people with the same intentions and with the same heart. Anyways, I love you guys so much. And yeah, I hope you guys learned something. I hope this helped. And yeah, I love you guys so much. And I see you next video. Bye-bye.